Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for the last lesson of A Course in Miracles. In the epilogue, it says that this course is just a beginning. It's not an end. And this lesson is one that will take us through from here. Lesson 361 to 365. This holy instant would I give to you. Be you in charge, for I would follow you, certain that your direction gives me peace. And if I need a word to help me, he will give it to me. If I need a thought, that will he also give. And if I need but stillness and a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts I will receive of him. He is in charge by my request. And he will hear and answer me, because he speaks for God, my Father, and his Holy Son. Amen. This holy instant would I give to you, be you in charge. For I would follow you, certain that your direction gives me peace. As I read this lesson, I feel a surrendering into truth. I reread the lesson title, and I see it is a definition of what surrender means. In this moment, I ask that you be in charge. I give it freely because I know with certainty that when I follow you, you will lead me to peace. I have no question about it. Surrendering the false identity and sinking into the truth. The lesson talks about if I need a word to help me. If I have doubts or if I have forgotten what my goal is, the voice for God will be there to give me what I need to keep following in the direction that brings me certain peace. This is where the whole course leads us, to laying down the belief in the little self and remembering the true self leads us directly to peace. It's laying down the thoughts and feelings and experiences of doubts and fears and untrust. It reminds us that we have the truth within us, that there is a voice within us that we can trust. And through the work of the Course, it teaches us how to distinguish between the voice of truth and the voice of the ego. The I thoughts, The Course doesn't ask us to go on blind faith, but it leads us through gently through the year with these lessons so that we can experience it in our own lives, so that we can become aware of the truth moving through us. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me always to be aware in the present moment of what I am choosing. Help me to be aware in the present moment to choose for your voice to be in charge, for truth to lead me, that I would follow certain that your direction brings me peace. I am so grateful for the love that has grown within me and the patience that I have found and the steadfastness that comes from doing this work. I am so grateful for your voice, always willing to lead me back. Amen. As we sink deeply into the heart, I will read a meditation from the Circle of Atonement. This is found in the practice instructions for this lesson. Allow yourself to get into a comfortable position. I set my past beliefs aside and give this practice period to you so that it may become a holy instant. I set my thoughts and words aside and place you in full charge of this practice period. I do this because then you can come in and lead me along your way of love, and only on that way will I find peace. Simply open your mind to the presence of the Holy Spirit and hold that openness without the aid of words. You may find it helpful to imagine that your mind is His holy temple. Normally, it is your bedroom to fill with clutter as you please. But during this practice period, it is His temple to be filled only with His presence. He is in charge. This means that you leave the shoes of your thoughts and words at the door. Whenever you forget and bring your shoes into His temple, repeat, "Be you in charge." Hold the awareness that your mind is His temple wordlessly. Be filled with confidence that He will hear and will come into this holy place. When He comes, He may give you a word to repeat. He may give you a thought to dwell on. He may speak to you. You may hear God's voice tell you, "You are my son, and all I have is yours." Or He may simply grant you stillness and a tranquil, open mind. However He shows up, He has come to lead you into a life based on following Him along His path of forgiveness.
Thank you.
the thought that was given for me to sit with is this: the path of forgiveness ends before it starts. Thank you for joining with me in following the path inward to truth. Namaste.